Welcome to another episode of Lando Cal. This is our second review show with James and Jules. So what's up with your brother, man?
What's up? We in the building.
Yo. So again, always hit us up on LandoCalPod@gmail.com. And we do have our fan page up at the Lando Cal Experience on Facebook. So make sure you check us out on that. Always make sure to add me on Facebook at James J.B. Jr. Bishop Jr. Twitter and Instagram is J.B. Jr. Official.
And Jules Unique at gmail.com. Email me, man, questions. Jules Unique at Instagram, man, everything. Facebook, Twitter, JulesUnique at all of those social medias. All right, man, what's up, though? We here. Got a few reviews to run through you, man. We got some anime topics, man, movies, and we're going to be hitting up a little game talk and get some of that stuff out there. But we're going to first just say this, because this week is the opening week for Captain America Civil War, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just going to ask James what he's feeling about this. How excited is he, man? If so, and you know, if not, let us know, man.
Oh, no, most definitely, man. Like, I'm really excited for this show, man. So, I mean, this movie, excuse me. But solely because we get to see Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
And let's start there for one. And then you get to see Spider-Man in the MCU.
Yeah.
Finally.
This is an epic moment.
Epic. And from what the little clips and stuff I've seen just online, it is like the actual teenage version of Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
You can actually tell it's a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
So it's cool. I was like, okay, cool. It's like, okay, we'll see how Tom Holland does. I'm intrigued.
I heard Tom had a little felt some type of way about the costume at first.
I mean, because the retro look and everything.
Yeah, the retro look. He probably thought it was gonna be something more dramatic, man, but. Hey, you got to show respect to that, man, that putting that on screen one good time.
Oh, most definitely.
Me, like, personally, I'm against the whole throwing Spider-Man in there, but I could dig it, though. You know, I just think it's a little bit too much of a rush. We just got two more Spider-Mans before this. But I can respect that Marvel has it, so studios is putting it out there. And it's a property now, so I can rock out.
Right. I mean, and the main thing is, I don't think they're going to keep on retelling the story. I wouldn't hope so. Keep on retelling the story of, like, Spider-Man's origin, because... Yeah. Everyone knows by now.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Everybody knows that this by now. We've done it more than enough times.
But you know what? Even doing that, though, too, there's nothing wrong with it if it's a different take on it. You know, if it's a different vision. I mean, like, even with the Batman versus Superman, the take on the parent call, everybody said, yo, man, I've seen the parents die so many times. But you have to really see it in the vision that Zach did. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got to respect it. Let's see what happens, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. This Thursday, I'm out. If I don't get the early screening passes, I'll be there Thursday night, 6 o'clock on the Dizot.
Yep.
Yeah, man. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. But so for everybody, hey, so look, this is me. One thing about it, I'm thinking Civil War, man. This is opening the gate, man, to something big, because this is not even Avengers, man. And the way it looks on the screen, like, we're about to get a collective of so many characters. This is kind of exciting, man. I'm hyped. Winter Soldier was my favorite, and so going into this, I'm really, my expectations is through the roof, and I'm hearing reviews are great, so let's see, man, let's see.
Most definitely. I said, I don't have a bias towards DC or Marvel, man. I just want to see a good-ass
superhero. We just love it all, man. You know, listen, we on the show here, we talk about this whole Batman, Superman situation, man, with Daryl and Ted, man, and there's a lot of back and forth, and the verses have begun, but at the end of the day, I think we embrace. And I'm talking about all four of us. Embrace all the stuff that we're getting through this comic genre, man. I think it's awesome. You know, the platform is there, man. And let's just enjoy it, man. I see a lot of people hating on each other's favorite comics, man. It's a little too much. It's getting too serious out here, man.
Yeah, say. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a nerd. I'm a geek myself by a lot of stuff. But, hey, it's enough material out. It's enough for everybody to go ahead and enjoy, man. So just let everyone enjoy. But so let's go ahead and get started, man, with some reviews. Actually, let's go ahead and stick to movies since we're right here.
Yeah, definitely.
You say you seen Huntsman. I know you telling me this right before the show started.
Yeah, I seen Huntsman. It's part two. I forgot the name of the whole thing, but it wasn't a bad movie at all, man. I did the matinee. I saved myself headache, and then I went to catch it. It's, you know, I don't know who's behind the movie and all that, but it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
The cinematography is dope. The story wasn't bad at all. It was, you know, it was a little bit of a slow motion for some degree, but overall, it's a good movie. One thing I don't understand, I don't see, what's his name, man? What's Thor?
Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I think there's a big question out there on whether he can hold the movie down, man, as far as, you know, in box office numbers, man. Can he really hold movies by himself?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, man.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm thinking about, like, certain things he did, you know, the last race car movie he did and that little Black Hat movie or something like that. It doesn't look like he can really draw crowds in yet. And I don't know why. Maybe he ain't do the right movie, but...
I heard the race car movie was actually low key good though.
It was.
It was like, I heard that. It was like a really good sleeper.
Yeah, Rush or something. No, something like that. But it was good though, man. I seen that, man. I was like, man, that's a good movie. But it, you know, again, then who's appealing to? But you know, it takes a lot of films, man. When you can't really catch the film that actually wins the box office numbers, man, for some of these dudes, because then they get put to the back burner. You remember?
Right now, I understand. You know? I totally understand, man. Like. I mean, I'll check it out. I'll definitely go ahead and check it out, see what it's hitting for. But
yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. What's her name? She plays crazy real good. Charlize Theron. Of course, she plays crazy good. And then you have the other chick.
Emily Moore, right?
Emily Blunt. And she's dope. It was a little, her role was a little bit like, cool, I get it. But, you know, I wanted to see more from them all. I think it would have been a little more... of a better story had you gave us a little deeper content. And, you know, it was kind of... Then I guess this is one of those fairy tale type stories too. So it's
it's in the Snow White universe.
But it was definitely worth it. I'll say this. It's worth seeing it, man. You know?
Most definitely. I got a chance to check out Hardcore Henry, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
And Hardcore Henry is actually pretty cool. I actually enjoyed it.
Shit.
I can't see where like complaints can come from where people talking about the whole... Since it's... And the whole movie takes place in like first person for the most part. You know, so you got the shaky camera thing and everything.
Yeah, a little bit too much.
It can be a little bit too overwhelming. And like I said, I really don't even get motion sickness anyway, so it really didn't affect me, but I can see how it could.
Do you remember how they did Doom and they did first person? But it was only for certain scenes that they did it in. It wasn't too much. But Hawker Henry is done in that whole style.
Yeah, the entire movie is done through his point of view.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to take that, man.
Yeah, so it's like, but like it's a cool movie. It's just like I can tell, like even when some of the action sequences, because since you're seeing everything in the first person, it can be kind of shaking at times, and you have to kind of try to. It's kind of at points it can be kind of hard to follow certain pieces.
You look for action instead of story too.
Because it plays out like a video game plot, low key. Like so, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
so it's pretty cool. Like the story plot is like something that you will see on literally in a video game, but it translates well. It's just the actual camera work. If you get motion sickness or you get dizzy or anything like that,
don't do it.
Then this movie may not be for you. It's gonna be a whole lot of stuff. It's a lot of moving and jumping around and. It'll make you dizzy. Just don't watch it. If that movie ain't for you. But other than that, like I said, it's a cool movie.
Yeah. Ah, dope, man. That was dope. That's what's up. So that's Hardcore Henry. I mean, I've seen Huntsman. Definitely a good movie. I get that, like, you know, I get that 7 out of 10 for mine. And then Hardcore Henry, what you get that? 1 out of 10, man.
I give that a good 7 out of 10. I give it a 7, maybe 7.5 out of 10.
Oh, that's dope. That's even better. All right, cool, man. Okay.
So, yeah, and that's only because the camera work, let's say, I can see where that's the biggest complaint.
Yeah.
Having the whole movie's worth of that because of the motion sickness and everything like that.
Yeah. That. So, listen, we got that. We little reviews for that. Of course, Civil War comes out this week. And then we get, I believe X-Men will be next with that one.
Right.
Yep. May 27th, I think, or something.
I believe so.
And then you get an Independence Day. So it's going down. This summer right here is about to be flooded with movies. Bunch of different options to watch. So,
Doctor Strange,
but that's at the end of the year, my man.
Yeah, but still, it's coming out. It's still the year of the superhero movie.
Yeah, this is it.
So
definitely Suicide Squad in 2-3 months right now.
Right.
So it's going down. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You got...
Right.
You know, what else we got? We got a few, man. So there's something to look for, man. Most definitely. Everybody got something they can see. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
That's what's up, man. Oh, and Jason Bourne.
Yes.
The return of your man. That's it. That's all we needed. One good time, man.
Man.
Yo, so it looked good. The trailer didn't really woo me 100-100, but it still definitely was worth seeing. You know what I mean? Especially from the last one we got, man. The bottle. But I am looking forward to
then,
it all, man.
Then the Idris Elba joint, but still day.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's coming out, I think, in like July, I want to say.
July?
I think so.
Oh, we can definitely look that up, man. Look forward to that too, man.
Yeah, man. So yeah, support that, man. So I most definitely. All right, so talking to the next section. The next section is going to be the anime section.
Yeah, this kid gonna have this down right
here. All right, so the anime section. I'm just gonna review, like I said, just two anime for the most part. One being two extremely well done anime. All
right.
One's older. One's a little bit older, and one is pretty recent.
Really?
We start with the recent one. Excuse me. One Punch Man. If you have Hulu, you can watch One Punch Man.
That's what my son was doing.
You can watch this. You can try to watch this. One Punch Man, hands down, is like one of my favorite anime series out now. It's been a huge fan favorite for a lot of people that's like otaku or anime people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're real big on that. So, and I've talked about it a couple times on the show, but I'll go a little bit more in depth if I can on here.
Yeah.
It's only the first season only came out. I believe it's only 12 episodes plus like a special OVA or like original video animation. But just like a special episode type thing.
Yeah.
And tell them about the main character's past. So basically, the main character, his name is Saitama. His name is actually based on a prefecture or just like a state in Japan, like called Saitama Prefecture. I'm pretty sure that's where they got it from.
Yeah.
Saitama, he's probably like in his mid-20s, trying to be a young professional, but right now he's broke as shit. He's so broke. Like, he's on, like, what, food
Pockets
stamps?
Is empty. He hungry.
Hungry. Talking about food stamps, G. Straight living. Section 8 food stamps. Straight living.
That's
like,
serious,
for real.
Right,
serious. Struggling, but he making it work. And the thing about him is, like, in this world, there's like a lot of superheroes, supervillains, monsters, alien threats, like anything that you would find like an action movie or a superhero movie, this happens in this reality. Like, this whole reality is set up like that. And so every city is, it's like, I'm guessing 26 cities, and every city's name have like a little letter, like city A, city B, all the way down to Z. So cities get decimated, it looks like, often rebuilt, all this stuff, right? So like by different threats, like I said, alien threats, monsters, demons, you name it, like superpower being, you name it, it happens. But you have superheroes. They have like a Justice League / Avengers kind of like union, like superhero union. And a lot of like the biggest well-known superheroes that all converge together, help each other with threats, and they all have like different letter grades, like your class of C superhero, kind of like you're just like a street level superhero, all the way to like a class S, which is like on like literally like the first seven of the Justice League type level, like on Superman, Batman,
level.
You know, it's like known like that. So Saitama wants to be a hero, like he's just a hero by hobby, but it comes to his job. Thing about Saitama is literally the strongest person in the entire anime series, like.
Wow.
Cannot be. He is more or less the Superman of the anime,
like
that type strong. Thing about it is, no one really trips off of it because he wears like a pretty much a makeshift superhero costume.
Yeah.
It looks like pajamas with like gloves and boots on, with like a white cape. He's super bald, but it's real cool the way everything plays out. He got his superpower just by breaking natural limiters by just doing 100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups. 100 squats, 100 crunches, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats, and he ran 10 kilometers every day for like 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
Straight.
So he got his powers off of that.
He got pure training because he broke his like natural limiters. So anyone he come across is in the anime, low-key, he doesn't take serious. Like, at all.
Yeah.
Like, you be seeing like huge alien threats, like wiping out cities with like the wave of their hand and like the like something that can literally make craters that's like hundreds of miles wide. He sees them, literally, like his name says, one punches them,
And they're done.
Done. No matter how strong the enemy is, you cannot beat the main character. And nothing can happen to the main character. Like, he always has, like, the most deadpan look on his face because he literally does not take everything serious.
Oh, man.
So he's just like... Oh, okay. He's just a normal 25-year-old. Yeah, he just he think like a normal 25-year-old. He's just like, I'm broke. I'm just trying to be out here getting it. I'm just trying to out here do my thing, man, for real.
That's just funny too, man. From what I've seen, I started watching, I think I watched like 2 episodes with my son. And I think he just left me in the dust with it too and finished it, man. But I'm going to find out. But it's funny, man. It's interesting, man. It definitely, you see some of the animation and you're like, this kid's animation is like, real cheesy, but it's dope all the way around. You know what I mean? It's crazy how that intertwines, but I think it's a good series, man, from what I've seen.
And the action scenes are fluid.
Yeah.
Like, extremely fluid, very well drawn, very well done. So, I would say check that out. Like I said, if you have Hulu, check out Crunchyroll. Check out anywhere online. It's pretty easy to find at this point. It's been out long enough, so check that out. Second show, also you can find on Hulu, if you want to check it out on Hulu, it's called Black Lagoon. Black Lagoon is older. I believe I want to say it may be close to 10 years old, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, wow. But it's been on Adult Swim, like on Cartoon Network from time to time. Yeah. It's really, really cool. It's actually one of the better anime series I've seen in a long time. Mm. Solely because of the story and of the voice acting. Voice acting work on Black Lagoon, like the English version, is pretty top notch.
Wow.
Like, it's pretty every voice that you hear matches the person that you're seeing on the screen.
Oh, nice, nice.
So it literally matches up and makes sense for that kind of person to have that type of voice.
They went all in. They did their homework, got it right.
Oh, they did their homework. They definitely got it. Like, they made the characters come to life with the voices. Like, it definitely
worked. That's dope, because that's important, man. You feel like you watch Godzilla with the English sub, English voiceovers, man. It's like the same person speaking throughout the whole movie.
Right. No, this is actually extremely well done.
Man,
so
that's dope. I like that, man.
No, awesome. Definitely well done. It's basically about a shipping company and mercenaries called the Lagoon Company. And they just basically go around taking different jobs and stuff, like literally transportation jobs and trying to find different things and situations like that. But they also super trill with it because they're all specializing in certain things.
Yeah.
Like, you got the leader, who's a black guy. He's like the strong man. Like, he's a weapons guy. He's also a strong man, like intimidating, but he's also real laid back and stuff.
Yeah.
So you got him, and he's more or less, he's also the pilot. He's also the captain of the ship that they have, because all that ship happens on sea.
Mm.
They're not in the air, they're really on land, like in a torpedo type boat.
Yeah.
So you got them. Then you also got the chick, this Chinese American chick. Her name is Revy, and Revy is low down one of the coldest people you probably see in the anime with a gun,
because
she's a straight up stone cold killer.
Mm.
Like, she's like the straight gunman of the group. Like, she straight go through when ish hit the fan. You want to have on your side, because she straight just go in and just go in and do like all types of stuff. Like I said, you would see in the video game, like, oh snap, this is dope. Like, she going, she assassinates, shooting people in the face with acrobat. Like, it's dope. Down. Like, she, it goes down. And then you have like Benny, who's actually the white Jewish guy, and he's like the he's the brains of the operation as far as like computer work and coming up with the plans and stuff like that. He's really like the straight brains of a lot of stuff. And then you got a new guy who they introduced in the very first episode. His name is Rock. Mm. Rock is the Japanese dude that happens to be more of the PR guy for the kind of group.
Yeah.
And also like the universal translator for like when they go to different countries and different locales and stuff like that. And he's real knowledgeable on like the history and things of that nature. So he's pretty much like their liaison. Mm. That's the best way. He's the liaison for the crew.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. Like, in a way, and then like, you know, they got their own like friend, they got their own friends and people that they mess with or comrades, like chick named Bella Laika, who's actually was like back in like Afghanistan, War of Afghanistan days, like with the like Russian military, like top Russian commandos.
Wow.
And like, she's like one of the other scariest people in the whole show. And then you got like, it's real cool stuff when you see it. So when you check it out, it's really dope.
How many episodes they have?
It's 24, I believe, because it's 12 seasons, because it's only 2 seasons worth of it. And man, like I say, it's a really dope series. what it is. Like, I really do recommend people watch. Like, if you want a good, solid action that's actually more of a realistic level, or as close as realistic can in an anime format that's action-packed, that's really good. So I'll tell people, then, like I said, the other show, IGN, I told you guys last show. Yeah. I got more watching that. That's getting really good. So go ahead and check out that show. It's on Netflix as well. Dope. So, yeah, man.
What's up?
Yeah, stuff that you can just check out, Jules. Like, and like I said, people, please check them out. Like,
check that out.
Definitely check them out. And anything else you want to review real quick before I go into the next section, or anything you want to talk about?
Boom, 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 boom. Nah, pretty good right now with what we got. So we're going to go into, so right now we got some, you know, there's some anime for y'all to look out for, man, and check out on Hulu and then pretty much Netflix most likely.
Yeah. And a lot of stuff you find on like Crunchyroll or just randomly, different little anime websites and streaming. You probably find some stuff on YouTube floating around just because.
Oh, yeah. So that's not, definitely. All right, cool, man. So next topic we're going to talk about, man, we're going to talk about some games. James got some games on his head he want to let out. He's been on it, doing little reviews on some of these. So we're going to start off with, let us know, man, Sleeping Dogs, man.
Yeah, man. So over the Christmas holiday, I ended up, my lovely wife, and a shout out to Erica Bishop, loved you, baby, bought me a, getting a PS4 for your man. So I'm like, okay, cool. So love her for that. So thank you so much for that, babe. Always appreciate it. So I got back on my game estate for the most part, and I started playing a lot of games, free games, discounted games, some new. So I went ahead and just got some games doing like what's on the PS4 PS Network, on their little flash sales, which I'm pretty sure people with a PlayStation 3 or 4 can understand what I'm talking about. So I went ahead, got some little special sales, grabbed some games. I got a good amount of stuff, like... But one of the recent games I got that's actually pretty cool is called Sleeping Dogs. It's actually Sleeping Dogs, the Definitive Edition. Mm-hmm. It's made by Square Enix, same people who make Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And they also made the new Tomb Raider series.
Oh, nice.
So, which is real dope. That's another set of games you should check out, it's Tomb Raider. Sleeping Dogs, if you ever played the games or heard of the games, True Crime, like Streets of LA, and True Crimes, like the New York joints, this is technically True Crime 3. So technically they made this with being True Crime 3, but I think Square couldn't purchase the rights to the name for it, and they had to call it something different, which they came up with Sleeping Dogs. So Sleeping Dogs plays, it's like a new version of kind of like Grand Theft Auto. It's like open sandbox type, but it's a cool little twist. It's a cool little way on it because it integrates martial arts into it because it takes place in Hong Kong.
Yeah,
and you're playing like pretty much an undercover cop who also has like old connects with the triads in Hong Kong, like from his neighborhoods and stuff like that. So you're in Hong Kong, like going around, you know, doing like undercover cop stuff, like stings and drug busts and everything like that. But at the same time, you also doing stuff to get more infiltrated into the actual triads itself, like doing more mob stuff. So it's pretty interesting, man. Like,
this came out though. When the game came out?
A minute ago, right? Yeah, like I want to say about 2, maybe 3 years ago.
Yeah, I think
About 3 years ago. Like I said, but they re-released it on PlayStation 4 as remastered dope. With all the DLC that comes along with it, that came with it all at one time.
That's dope.
So it's for real. It's real good. Like, it's pretty fluid, man.
So you think they're going to release that on Xbox by any chance, or just really going to keep that PS4 type thing?
I don't know. You know, I think Sleeping Dogs may or may not be on there. That's something that, honestly, we would have to
look into. The original game, I know that's on Xbox.
Yeah,
my son had downloaded it as a freebie, I think, or something like that. But I had the demo a long time ago. But that's what's up.
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool. Like I said, everything, it's really surprising me being my own of a GTA clone type game, but it's a very well made GTA.
So like, you get to see it on that PS4, man.
It's pretty well made for being a GTA clone. I really do appreciate like the thought, like Square Enix really put into it, making it like it did. Like, it's really kind of gives, like, the same kind of open world feel as Tomb Raider.
Nice.
And that's dope.
Yeah.
So, check that out. So, I got that on a sale. Like, check these out on these little flash sales, man. Like, you'd be surprised what you find. Like, I bought this, man. I think, like, $7, I want to say. Maybe $7, $8. Game, I think, is sell like, $20, $30.
Oh, that's dope.
So, I'm telling you. So, check these out. Also, check out, if you're a fighter, you know, a fighting game type person like I am. Street Fighter 5.
Street Fighter.
So Unfortunately, like for my Xbox people, it's never gonna be out on Xbox unless Capcom decides to change their mind, which I don't think they are.
Yeah, probably not.
But so for my PlayStation people, Street Fighter V. I have it. I had it since really the day it came out. It's a really cool game.
Yeah.
Like I think just like when anyone that plays enough Capcom games understands that with Capcom Online, since it's real big competitive. Anytime you play a game when a reason comes out, the servers are going to crash left and right because everyone's trying to play each other online.
Everybody, man.
And Street Fighter V does feel unfinished. So, like I said, but the thing with Capcom does is they'll release the game, then they'll put out like updates for it over time. But, just the way I've always been brought up on games, I like to see a finished, completed project up front instead of just giving me something then updating it over time. Like, with all these little fixes and updates and bugs, you got into, like, you should have been a little bit more completed, should have waited a little bit longer. But it's still a solid fighting game for what it is. It's still very visually, still very beautiful-looking fighting game.
Yeah.
Still plays just like Street Fighter. Still has the competitiveness of a Street Fighter game. Mm-hmm. The learning curve of it is easier than your average Street Fighter game. Like even some of your favorite characters, like, moves switched around.
Yeah.
Like, you got someone that you play, like, a charge character, you had to play, like, Ryu and Ken now, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Dope.
So, but it makes the game, a lot, gives like a new life to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, it's for some people that knows like a certain person, you have to relearn them in a sense.
Yeah.
But once you do, it's not hard to relearn somebody.
Gotcha.
So it's that's why I always tell people, check it out. It's pretty dope. They just released some more people like from like other Street Fighter games, like Street Fighter 3, Third Strike, my all-time favorite one. Guy named Alex. He's pretty much a grappler, wrestler kind of guy. He's modeled after Hulk Hogan a little bit. So it's pretty dope.
Yeah.
So
I need to get what you're saying. I need to get a PS4.
Yeah, man. Like PS4, PS4 down and down. Like it's like I was an Xbox guy last generation. I'm gonna be a PlayStation guy this generation.
Oh, you know what? I was a PlayStation guy last generation, and then I went Xbox One. And honestly, I mean, I went both. I had both. I had the PS3 and the Xbox 360. But then when the Xbox One released, I jumped up on that. But to be honest with you, I can't front, man. It's not bad. It's not a bad thing, man. I'm still a PlayStation man at heart, though. So I might go back. You know what I mean? So
I know. I'll be playing the Xbox One. I told you at the gig, man. Like, there'd be some cool little games I play on there. Like, I was playing Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, dope.
And that's pretty cool. Like, so that's another game. So if
Sunset
you got
Overdrive.
Yeah, Sunset Overdrive, it's pretty cool. So basically, if anyone if you ever heard of the game Infamous, it's basically Xbox version of Infamous.
Nice.
And so it's like Infamous mixed with like elements like Ratchet and Clank and stuff like that, and like Tony Hawk's Pro Skater and Jet Set Radio and stuff like that. So it's they merge all into one. It's kind of like a wacky kind of open world sandbox game. But it's pretty cool.
Right.
Like, but like it plays like Infamous. You get to play shoot little wacky weapons and stuff, like little mutants and stuff. It's real cool though too.
Yeah, yeah.
So I suggest checking that out. Like, since you got an Xbox One, that's something I say definitely check it. Oh, and since try to hop on Gears of War, dude.
Yeah.
Tell me how that is. You got to get Gears of War.
Yeah.
You got to get Gears of War. You got to tell me how that is.
I tell you though, I'm hooked, and I'm gonna tell you why. I really rock with GTA all day. And it's just because I think they update everything for free when they do. And it's more free roam for me. I'm more of the free roam, get up in there and get it in. And now that they integrated so much of the missions that you can do right into the multiplayer lobby you're in, you can't really beat that, man. I think Division came out. I started playing it 2 weeks straight and just felt like the most repetitive game in the world after a while. I mean, once you hit level 30, I was good. I'm like, I'm good. So me and my homies just quit. We said we're taking our talents back to GTA. But, I got to try something different, man, because it's been 3 years with GTA 5, man. I actually transferred accounts from the PS3, man, when the new Xbox system came out. So, you know, I switched on over, man. But it's been a minute, man. I'm ready for something new. You know what I mean?
You know, I understand, man.
Yeah, man.
That's why I say if you find some of them free games, man, like if you got Xbox, Live.
Yeah,
man. And I know you're putting out the
free it goes games. Down.
Yeah, man. Like
I actually got on. You know, the funny thing is, man, Black Friday is, I go game shopping, man.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Mad Max. I ain't finished none of these games, man. Even Shadow of Mortal. That was dope, though. That's a dope game. And then, we got a few other games we haven't finished, man. But me and myself, we're going to get it in, man. Just let's knock them out, man. Every weekend, do one of these games and finish them. Because we halfway through most of them. You know what I mean? Right. But I'm definitely, you know, I'm more just
basketball, GTA, you know, keep it simple.
Well, yeah, I know I'll be trying to play games, certain games, completion and stuff like that, with Tomb Raider and stuff like that, and now Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
I have the Uncharted 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. Uncharted is pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Like I say, like, I can't wait for them to come out with a move for that. Yeah, that's going to be dope.
We was playing Far Cry 4, man. Like, we had got that, man. It's not a bad game at all, man. That's good. It but then after a while, man, you're like, you don't want to do the missions, man. So you just want to kind of wild out.
Right, that's
what takes me right back, man. I'm just looking for Rockstar to do something so crazy. You know, I think at this point in time, they should integrate another island to the GT5, you know, Grand Theft Auto world. Something where you can just go outside of Los Santos and go to a whole nother, include Liberty City in there, man, somehow, man.
I think I saw something, I could be wrong. I really could be wrong, but I think I saw something saying it was supposed to be down at, like, the GTA 6. Saying that was supposed to be down, like, in, like, Houston, Texas area.
I heard it was going to be, like, a world map almost.
Yeah, like, that would be dope. That would be dope.
But I'm not going to lie. They don't do it with just having one, like, you just in Los Santos this whole game. If you remember when San Andreas came out, you was able to go to Vegas and you was able to go to San Fran all in the same game, man.
Right, because you played in the whole state.
Yeah, and it wasn't even multiplayer, but that was the only bad part about it. It wasn't multiplayer. But to be able to have vast geography that you can go through was awesome. So if they doing that come GTA 6, man, that's cool. But I don't think they should wait that long, man. I think they should integrate that now, man. Throw us a couple little cities now, you know what I mean? Because GTA 5, it's hard to beat that. The look. The whatever you can do on the map, all the stuff you can do, the integration with the cars, the vehicles, all that. There's a lot you can do on there. So if I think they throw one good city in there and give us an option, man, travel back and forth, that'll be kind of hot.
I'm pretty sure they might integrate something like that. I mean, sometime in the future. I just know we're trying to, like, design a lot of those cities to get them, like, as close to scale as they can, expansive as details you want them to be. That stuff takes time. Yeah, man.
It's a lot of work with that. I already know, man.
That's gonna take time, man. That's a lot of, and it's pretty server intensive too.
It is too.
So you have to really try.
Yeah,
but
if you think about it like this, I play GTA a lot, man. But I know when I go into one lobby, man, I jump right out and go to another lobby because there's not enough people. So I'm looking at the lobbies like, yo, if you can make more than just one lobby of Los Santos, man, and give us a little bit of Miami in one lobby, you'll have a better, better experience with that game.
Like, traverse between, like, Vice City and...
Vice City in there. But you got to update this stuff, too, man. So, yeah, you definitely... It takes a lot of work. The Vision did it with New York. New York looked beautiful, but not to be able to use those vehicles and do more than just run around these streets, that became real lame to me, man.
Right.
Especially you fighting cats in the hood, but we talked about that on a few episodes back.
Definitely check out those games, man. But one more game, set of games, I should say. Telltale.
T-E-L-L. Tail. T-A-L-E.
These games are amazing.
Dope.
If you are a big TV movie buzz, like I know you are, Jules, it's basically kind of like having an interactive TV.
Wow.
TV series.
Seriously?
Yeah. And Telltale does all different types of games. Like, they do stuff for Game of Thrones. Mm. They're kind of like the Lego of, like, Choose Your Own Adventure type stuff. Yeah. So they do, but it's, like, really well done, well-crafted stuff. Yeah. Like, they did, like, one game I was playing recently, I was playing at work, just in the Blood Game Room.
Yeah.
Actually bought the bundle on Steam through a Humble Bundle.
Yeah.
It's called The Wolf Among Us.
Mm.
It's dope because it tastes like kind of like a... Like, all the old kind of, like, Brother Grimm kind of tales, old fictional characters you hear in, like, stories, and they actually put them in, like, kind of like a realistic type setting with some fantasy in it, and, like, to, like, a detective story.
Nice.
Like, and the main character you actually play is the Big Bad Wolf in human form.
Wow.
And it's real dope. Like, it's just straight up, like, a murder mystery type, suspense thriller type joint.
Yeah.
And it's, like, pretty well done dialogue and everything. They got one for Back to the Future.
Mm.
Like, I seen that one. That one's telling about, like, Doc Brown, trying to save Doc Brown from not getting killed.
Yeah.
Again, and stuff like that. It's pretty dope. And, like, a whole brand new storyline.
That's funny.
I seen one, like I said, Game of Thrones. You play as, like, a different family. It takes place around the same time as the entire Game of Thrones TV series.
Yeah.
It's all little good types of stuff, man. Borderlands, like one called Tale from the Borderlands.
Yeah.
Tales from Borderlands. It tells, like, from a alternative perspective of like the Borderlands universe and the whole different storyline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good. Like I said, a lot of it is like it's really a choose your own adventure type deal. So you have to choose different dialogue and customers and not customers, sorry. Different NPCs will actually react to you, whatever decision you make, and they'll remember them later on down the line to drive the story into a different direction. So you got a thousand and one maybe different outcomes for like one episode of a whole video game.
Yeah, the crazy thing is I was playing Wolf Among Us though.
And it's dope, right?
Yo, let me tell you something, man. I ain't finished up on it, but such an interesting game, man.
It is, dude.
Such an interesting game to see how you could choose the right thing, wrong thing, or you know, skeptical on your answer, man. And you know, I'm looking to see what's going to happen to me later, man. These cats remembering stuff. That's definitely an interesting way to play the game, too, man. I like that, too.
Right. Right. And it just gives a lot of replay value because you know what decisions do you want to make this time around or this time around. Like, I got another game I actually thought about. I've been playing, actually got around the same time, The Sleeping Dogs I actually touched. It's kind of like similar to Telltale Games, but they've been doing it for a little bit. They've been doing it on like their own end, like with PlayStation. Beyond Two Souls, with main character is played by Helen Page. Helen Page that was in Inception, plays Shadowcat in like the X-Men movies and stuff. Same ones. Juno in the Heart. So you got Beyond Two Souls. That's pretty cool. And then, like I said, so you got Kadeem Hardison. I think he's in it. Willem Dafoe, he's in it. It's pretty good, man. Like, it's really well done.
Check that out.
And that's totally immersive and interactive. It's more or less beyond like a choose your own adventure. It's way more interactive. So, and it's real written, like an actual movie storyline. Like, it's all about like CIA and like ESP and like being able to like do stuff like within like the spirit realm and stuff. It's real cool.
Right.
Like it's real cool stuff, man. So like Beyond Two Souls, I got that on like a deal too. So check that out whenever you get a second. But what else did you want to talk about, my brother? Anything else you want to
discuss? Pretty much that's the topics right there, man. I think we had this been a special little review edition of Lando Cal. But for now I'm good on topics. I think there's a few things I definitely want to mention on the next one. Bring up, but something else you need to touch up on? Anything?
Right now, I think that'll be it. So right now, like, if you got any kind of suggestions of stuff you want us to review, PlayStation games, Xbox games, because Jules is an Xbox person, anime, anything like that, stuff you want us to talk about in particular, wants to review.
Let us know, man. Email us, man. LandoCal@gmail.com.
Write us on the Facebook fan page. You know, we got a Twitter now, the Lando Cal Pod. I'm just going to double check that to make sure. Can you double check that, Juice, just to be sure that's right? It's Lando Cal Pod on Twitter, Lando Cal Pod. So look for us on there. And like I said, if you can't find it on there, you can just look for Straight OLC on Twitter. And you can also find, like I said, JBJR Official on Twitter. You can find Teddy at 60 Second Marathon. You can find Daryl at Dig Game and Twitter and Dig Game ISU on Instagram. And Jules, his Jules Unique at both Twitter and Instagram. So you can find us on there, and you can you'll see the links on there for the fan page and for like the actual Lando Cal Twitter page.
Yeah, Lando Cal Pod at Twitter, man.
Yeah, okay, Lando Cal Pod. So yeah,
LandoCalPod at Twitter, man.
Yep, and LandoCalPod@gmail.com. So most definitely, man. So thank you so much again, man, for rocking with us this episode. We'll have some more review episodes down the line. Jules, you want to say anything else, bro, before we get off?
I got one more thing to say, man, and I'm going to take advantage while half the crew's not here, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just say this real quick, man. I'm going to put this out there, man, just because real talk, this is how it's going down. I watched Batman Superman 5 times, man. I'm going to just say this in closing, man. To see something wrong with that movie, I just didn't see it, man. Other than Lex, I can't tell you there was something that bothered me in that movie, man. I seen a perfect storytelling between these two heroes who we have to watch grow into their respective characters, man. So, and not to mention Batman already been in the game
20 years.
2 decades, man. Yeah, 2 years, 20 years. But, watch it again, man. I think a lot of cats just had an extra hype built up, man, and found a way to hate it. And, in the wake of Civil War coming out, it's colorful, it's a little brighter. But you gotta respect and love the fact that, man, DC took a route that not everybody's taking, man. And you know, they sticking their guns to it, man. I'm a fan of both, so you know, I'm good with that, man. And you know, Ted and Daryl, they're not here, man. I'm gonna just put it out there like this, man. Batman Superman might be one of the greatest films ever made, man.
Oh, man. So now we're going to start getting hate mail. And you're going to hear Daryl talking stuff. And you're going to hear Ted talking stuff.
It's still a good flick, though, man.
Yeah, man. We all got differences about
it. Man, it's a classic.
In the day, we all got differences about the movie. But we all love, like I said, love the superhero genre movies. Just in its entirety, you know, man.
And me and D, we already shook hands on it. But we good, man. We embrace everything that's coming at us, man, within this year, next year. I'm just hyped to see where we growing, man, and with the genre, with the comic book lovers, man, the fanboys, everything.
Right, just to see
everything revolving around it, I think is awesome, yo. So
most definitely.
You know, enough respect, man. Peace out to everybody out there listening, man. Thanks for listening. And catch us on the next.
Peace.